I am so excited about, if it's not in the differential, it won't be in the diagnosis.
Pharmacology round.
Medical legal brief.
Ready for a paperclip?
In the footsteps, Journal of Urgent Care Medicine.
Are you ready?
Of course you are.
This sounds like a zebra if I've ever heard of it.
Here it comes.
Urgent care.
Urgent care.
Urgent care.
Urgent care.
Urgent care. Excellence.
Yeah, urgent care, baby.
Bring it on.
You guys, it's October.
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 And now it's time for
UC Max. I'm Mike Weinstock.
I'm Gita Pensa.
I'm an emergency medicine attending, as well as director of research and CME at the Adena Health System, professor of emergency medicine adjunct at the Wexner Medical Center at The Ohio State University, as well as the senior clinical editor for the Journal of Urgent Care Medicine and medical director at the Ohio Dominican University PA Study Program.
I'm also a board-certified emergency physician, and I'm faculty at Brown University. I've worked for over 2 decades in pretty much every setting, from tertiary care academic center emergency departments to community hospital emergency departments, fast tracks, urgent cares, college health services, and I am super excited to be here as well.
Gita, this is our first episode for this exciting new project, young, fresh, full of the latest data and approaches to urgent care education.
But it is really just the tip of the iceberg. There is a whole family of products that are going to be at your fingertips in your app. There's urgent care conferences, urgent care foundational courses, the online cutting edge Corpendium textbook, there's teaching videos, all brought to you by the top national educators and thought leaders launched by none other than Mel Herbert and EMRAP, the emergency medicine educational company that started this all. But let's get back to the matter at hand. Our first podcast, our first morsel of audio juiciness.
Gita, how about if we finally discuss a few of these practice-changing pearls that we've been sort of priming the pump with here?
Yeah, that seems like a good way to get things started. So why don't you go first?
Well, my practice recently changed in a win-win fashion. For the treatment of UTIs, certainly a common occurrence we see in the urgent care, I've been doing a lot of cefalexin, a first-generation cephalosporin, but have recently changed my practice to be using cefuroxime under the trade name of Ceftin. Why? Multiple reasons. And they are, like I said, win-win-win. First of all, second generations do have better gram-negative coverage, which are commonly seen in our organisms that cause UTIs. Secondly, we have not a whole lot of worries with cephalexin and penicillin allergies, but even less so, and really no penicillin allergy worries with second-generation cephalosporins. The third one is that this is a twice-a-day medicine as opposed to 3 times a day, or some people even do 4, but certainly you only need to do 3 times a day with cephalexin. And finally, it is generic and it is cheap on the $4 list if they have them. To me, Gita, win, win, win.
All right, that seems like a pretty good strategy. I'm going to see your antibiotic and raise you a little bit. How about outpatient versus inpatient treatment of community-acquired pneumonia? It turns out that your buddy cefuroxime is a pretty good choice for that too. So as inpatients, we typically give a third-generation cephalosporin like ceftriaxone, plus an agent for atypicals coverage like a macrolide, like azithromycin, for example. So why not simply give these as an outpatient, right? We can use cefuroxime 500 milligrams BID and azithromycin, essentially giving an inpatient medical regimen as an outpatient. So I'm, of course, assuming that the patient can tolerate oral meds and they're not hypoxemic and not in respiratory distress and they're good outpatient medicine candidates.
Brilliant. I love that, right? Why not take our inpatient hospital care to the outpatient setting in the urgent care? I am so excited for this new podcast that we're doing together, Gita. This is going to be a national conversation about not standard of care, but about excellence in care and urgent care medicine, the best cutting-edge approach to assessing and managing our patients. All of our content streams are peer-reviewed by experts, professionally produced, and dare I say, engaging and fun.
So on this podcast, we're going to have some ongoing segments that you can rely on. And I, for one, am super excited about our pharmacology rounds with Brian Hayes, Harvard Emergency Medicine, Toxicology and Pharmacology expert.
We're going to be exploring practical tips you can use on your next day at the bedside of the urgent care with a ongoing segment called, appropriately, In the Footsteps, as well as thinking out of the box with another ongoing segment called, If It's Not in the Differential, It Won't Be in the Diagnosis.
And Mike, we're going to expand on the popular medical legal brief segments that we've done for MRAP with our own urgent care focus segments by using legal outcomes to make patients and us safer.
We'll have case studies, deep dive literature-based discussion, and evidence-based best practice focused on urgent care symptoms and diagnosis. Gita, I couldn't be more excited to embark on this adventure with you and to start and continue this national urgent care conversation.
So let's get started. We've got a fantastic lineup for you this month, so let's get to it.
Here we go.